I think about assigning monetary value to so-called ecosystem services? Well, I think it's dreadful on a number of levels. One level is that they aren't actually ecosystems. It's funny how we're always told that we should never anthropomorphize the natural world. Anthropomorphize is a word I hate. Its meaning is to assign human values to non-human others. And usually what they mean by this is that we should never presume that that non-humans have any sort of realistic sense of being. We should never suggest that non-humans get sad or happy or create art or have actual subjective existences. That's called anthropomorphization. On the other hand, they never have a problem. There was a headline in Newsweek recently that scientists want to reboot the world. It's never a problem when they assign machine language to the natural world. And of course, you can't be more anthropomorphic than to assign machine language to the natural world, because machines are human creations, as opposed to love or grief or happiness, all of which are natural emotions, natural feelings, for which there's no reason to believe that non-humans don't have them. So when we say ecosystems, what that suggests is that the natural world is a giant machine with all sorts of systems. And that's something I categorically disagree with, that the natural world is made up of natural communities. That's what I call them. So, and this will get to the heart of what we're talking about, because assigning monetary value to so-called ecosystem services, well, also services, we can object to that word too, because it's acting as though they are providing services to us. When I go to the grocery store, the clerk is actually providing a service to me by ringing up the items and putting them in a bag. And they are doing that for me. If I were not there, the clerk would not do it. But a tree doesn't grow so it can be turned into 2x4s. It's not, and they don't, it doesn't, a forest doesn't filter water for you to use. It does it for everyone. So it's not a service. And now, having said all that, we start to get to the main part of the problem, which is that this culture, at every step of the way, this culture values itself and its own systems and its own, what it thinks, what people think and what the culture says, more than what really is. And it consistently values money over the real world. Whenever we see an article about how some creature is being driven extinct, the article always has to come back to how that will affect the economy, because that's what's important to them. So to assign monetary value to what nature does is to capture it and to bring it inside of the economic system. And this is dreadful on any number of levels, but I want to give a specific example of its complete insanity. I was doing a talk by Skype, and one of the people in the audience said that he brought up how that's really the only way to save the natural world is to assign monetary value to trees in a forest or to insects or to whomever. And there's real problems with this anyway. One of them is that this presumes that if it doesn't actually benefit us, it won't get a value. And that's, we are still the arbiters of all value on the planet. In fact, worse than humans being the arbiters, the economic system is the arbiter. And second, this culture, all production in this culture is based on externalizing costs anyway. So I can pretend that I'm going to tell everybody that, oh, you have to value trees not just as 2x4s, but you have to value them an additional financial amount because they're trees and they do wonderful things. And they'll still say, fuck off. I mean, that's how the economic system works. We can't expect, and for God's sake, when you have Apple factories in China that have nets along the outside of the building to keep people from jumping off and killing themselves, obviously they are not valuing the lives of those human beings who work in that Apple factory sufficiently to make it so they don't want to kill themselves. So if this culture is going to exploit to that degree, what makes us think that simply saying, oh, wow, let's assign value to salmon, apart from their value in a can, is going to make any difference. So it's absurd on that level, but there's an even deeper absurdity, which is, so this guy on the Skype was telling me how incredibly important it is to assign value to these. And I said, you know, that is such a great idea. And I completely agree with you that we need to assign value to everything, actually. And in fact, I've been in discussions with your parents because we have found out, the guy was at Yale. And I said, okay, so because you're at Yale, we have figured out that your earning potential for your life is about $1 million to $2 million. So what I'm going to do is I've offered your parents a great deal for you, which is I'm going to pay them $4 million and then I'm going to kill you. So your parents thought it was a fabulous deal because they're getting $2 million over market value. This is just brilliant for them. And so are you ready? And the interesting thing is he didn't get it. Even when I put it in terms of actually killing him and overvaluing him, I was paying twice market value for him. The point, I guess I can condense this whole thing down to three words, apples and oranges, that when you're talking about someone's life, it's not, it doesn't help to monetize it. And so does that make it okay to say, as Lawrence Summers did, that there are some countries on the planet that are underpolluted because the people's lifetime earnings are going to be less, so it's okay if you kill them with pollution? I mean, in fact, you should pollute more there because their lives are worth less. I mean, the whole, this is fitting people into an insane system. And here's another way to put this, is that, I mean, there's that great, I don't know if it's real or not, but there's that great poster we see that says it's an Indian proverb, I have no idea if it's true or not, about only when the last fish is gone, only when the last tree is gone, only when the last, you know, everything else is gone, will you realize that you can't eat money. And how much is all the phytoplankton in the world worth when it provides one out of every two or three animal breaths on the planet? How much is that worth? Is it worth $1 trillion? Sure, let's pay $1 trillion and kill all of it, and we'll all be dead. It's completely nuts, and it's going entirely the wrong direction.